From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today in New York City, thousands of people stood in line for 3 hours or more in freezing weather to spend a couple minutes overlooking the site where the World Trade Center once stood. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani opened up a viewing platform overlooking the wreckage yesterday. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The line stretched for blocks down Barclay Street and back up, past vendors doing a brisk business in patriotic memorabilia and warm gloves. The line snaked along Church Street, and the crowd slowly moved along Broadway, passing the flowers and candles and drawings outside of St. Paul's Church. Just before reaching the site, the line thins, and visitors, perhaps fittingly, walk a narrow pathway beside the church graveyard filled with worn tombstones hundreds of years old. Vicki DeFiver from Pittsburgh said she was willing to stand in 26-degree weather for 3 hours and that doing so on New Year's Eve was meaningful.
Just to be able to pay our respects to the people that lost their lives here and the heroes who were here to help them, and hope that this can bring some closure and bring forward a new year and new hopes for these people. The start of a new year and maybe the start of a new life for a lot of people here in New York City.
The thousands who came here today seem to be almost all tourists. Most chose to come today for no special reason, but because they were here. They came from Germany and Chicago and Florida, some of them standing in shoes with no socks and jumping up and down to create some internal heat. Chris Ho, a civil rights attorney, and his daughter Nicole were visiting from San Francisco.
I think we wanted to come because I'm still trying to sort out my own thoughts about the whole thing. I mean, it makes me afraid for the future a little bit, because I think this is a symbol of how our lives are going to be changed. But it's also time just to come and, I guess, see what happened, see the place. And it's hard to put that into words. I just think the effects are everywhere and they're going to be profound, and we really don't know all of them yet.
There has been controversy over the idea of a viewing platform over Ground Zero. There are people who live in the city who still have not visited the site and who won't. And many who work on the site feel it is disrespectful to make it a tourist attraction. But for the vast number of people on this line, this is an American pilgrimage. And today, as they pass St. Paul's Church, the crowd quieted for the last 10 minutes on the line. Finally, looking over the site, I asked Chris Ho if anything about it surprised him.
No, it looks like your basic construction site, except, you know, you have to sort of put it in context of what happened here, and it's pretty awesome. I've been in the World Trade Center before, and to think that there's just nothing there now.
The vista seen from the viewing platform is different than any view New Yorkers and visitors have seen from the ground. Although it is more ordered, like a construction site, and not anything like the chaos and enormity of those first days after September 11th, one can see the length and breadth of the World Trade Center site and understand it as larger than anything shown in pictures or on television. But for most online, it's not about the view. It's about a certain experience of history, and as one tourist put it, it's a chance to experience a sense of unity and a feeling of giving comfort to others. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.